Right. This is not an Ira post this time. Although, I suppose I could use Ira for this, but I won't. It's got raised buttons. Although, the one I had for a while when I was little didn't have raised buttons. It wasn't mine. It was one that I borrowed from RVIB, as it was at the time. Now known as Envision Australia. So, it's got raised buttons. I got this on eBay. The Z key doesn't work because the buttons are, some of the buttons have been pressed in majorly, and the Z button is too much pressed in. Maybe I could get it fixed if I really wanted. Maybe I will one of these days, but Z is a very uncommon letter, so maybe I'll just whim it. What else can I tell you about it? It's got a speaker on the left side. It's got a handle. The one I borrowed when I was little from RVIB, didn't have buttons. It was a flat panel, but they brailled it, so that was cool. I was able to use it. So, yeah, this came on eBay, and it goes like this.
Once.
Say it.
Sign. Say it. Key. Say it. Above. Say it. Wild.
Say it.
Extra. Say it. Money.
Give me the money.
Was.
Oh, we're sick of this game. Can we change it? Ah, I don't know how to use this yet. I've got a friend who used to have one of these models, so, you know, he can show me. Okay, I'll turn it off and turn it on again. Oh, actually, how do I get to the spell it one? I forget. Oh, whoops, damn it. No, how did I get to spell it? Damn it, that sucks. Turn it on again.
Y.
Why is it saying that?
F.
No, I'm not going to circuit bend these. This one, I like it. But I can't remember how to go to select spell. Spell it. No.
A. B. C. D. E. F. G. H. I. J. K. L. M. N, O.
Oh, the O is a bit pressed in too.
E,
excuse me.
Q, R, S.
And the R's a bit loose.
T.
What the heck did they do to this thing?
U, V, W, X, Y.
And that Z's not gonna, just not gonna work. It's not gonna happen, guys. Don't know what this button does. And that's enter. So. Nope. I don't know how to select spell it. I had it yesterday.
Spell leisure.
Oh, there we go. JK.
K.
Oh, no, I got it wrong. Whoops.
C.
Oh, damn it. I'm getting this wrong. Because it's just the letters. A-E-K-K-L, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, E-F-G-H-I, K-L-M-N-O-P-Q-R-S.
S.
What? S-T-U...
U.
U. A-B-C-D-K. K-L-M-N-O-P-Q-R.
R. E, that is correct. Now spell discover.
Ooh. A, B, C, D,
E,
F, G, H, I.
I.
J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S.
S. C.
K L M N O P Q R S.
S.
D I S. How? Hang on. What have I done now? D I S. You're kidding me. What have I done?
C.
This is taking too long because I have to count the letters. I don't remember where they are. K L M N O.
O.
P Q R S T U V E. What? Now the E's not working. That sucks. Are you kidding me? Oh, it's just turned itself off. Why'd it do that? That was stupid. Oh well. For those of you who don't know, what I'm talking about, it's called the Speak and Spell, and it was a learning toy around. In the 1970s and 1980s, I played with the later model when I was at school, at the blind school, and I loved it so much. I think I asked if I could borrow it, and I loved it because I had, it was a flat panel, but they had Braille on the letters, Braille labels, which is good. This is the raised letter one. This was released in 1978. From my readings. So yeah, I decided to get one off eBay because, I don't know, I went through a bit of a phase of retail therapy and getting things off eBay, but this is cool. The other electronic game I got wasn't so cool. Maybe I shouldn't have been so hasty, but this is cool. So yeah, I just thought I might share that with you.